Let's get back to the action. The Rooten Report presents Bats and Sticks, live on the Voice of Connecticut, WICC 600 and 95.9.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Bats and Sticks. I'm Dave Rooten. We've got a full lineup on the show today, which is brought to you by Dutchess Restaurants. Fresh food served fast. What a time for the FCAC. No surprise, the FCAC keeps me quite busy with its postseason success, and this spring no different. We've got three of the four semifinalists in Double L in the boys, girls, lacrosse, baseball, softball, the most publicized of the sports. And baseball and both lacrosse, we have three of the four semifinalists. And in softball, we have two of the four. And pitching is going to be sort of the theme, as well as talking and focusing on the four semifinalists still alive in baseball. In Class Double L, we're going to be talking to Fairfield Ludlow's Tyler Gariak. We're going to be talking to Staples, Cole Landgraf, Trumbull's Jason Costello and Ryan DeMello, and from St. Joseph, H.T. Jones. We got so many people coming on. We're going to move this along real quickly today. And joining me, as always, is my co-host, Sean Ratchford. Ratch, how you doing?
Well, yourself?
I'm doing okay. A little on the busy side, but it's all a good busy. Hey, before we get going here, let's give a little shout out to your former team, Danbury, which had we always have a lower seeded team that makes a good run, and your Hatters certainly did that. They advanced to the quarterfinals, beat two higher seeded teams, and when I left Staples yesterday, they were beating Fairfield Prep 5-2, the number one team in the state. And alas, when I got home, they were trailing 9-5 and ended up losing the game. But I'll let you give a quick little shout out to your former team.
Yeah, Kevin Williams took over for me as coach and kept John Wren, which I think was a big thing. So they were prepared. They were, you know, they know our philosophy, get better every practice, and they had them. They had him, unfortunately, you know, a missed throw here and a bobble in the field, and it led to a 7-run inning. So a testament to, again, the coaches and the players. You talked about them beating teams that were not, that were seated ahead of them. They had the FCAC advantage. Both places they went to, the coaches and the other players talked about, oh, God, we hated having to draw a team from the FCAC. That's a blessing, and it's a curse when it comes to, you know, trying to get kids to be All-State.
I'll be real honest. When the state tournament started with Class Double L, if you had asked me, I didn't think we would get a team to the finals. I thought we'd get some teams to the semifinals. I sort of thought the rest of the state this year, in terms of getting to the championship and winning it, might have been a little bit stronger, but you never discount the FCAC. And last year was the first year after nine straight years of Double L teams getting to the final that we didn't have a finalist, and we're going to have one this year because we have Staples and Ludlow playing each other in the semifinals. One of them will be in the championship and joining us and joining them, hopefully, will be Trumbull, but they got to beat Fairfield Prep. So we got a lot of story angles possible. We could be looking at the Battle of Fairfield. We could be looking at a rematch of the FCAC championship with Trumbull and Fairfield Ludlow. A lot of good angles, but testament to the league. You know what? They always shine through, and three of the four semifinalists. That's hard to do in baseball.
Yeah, I think that you're a prophet because I think it's all about the pitching. Each team is invested in having people work with the pitchers on a regular basis. And we had talked at the beginning of the year that pitching will be key. And then some of the key pitchers were not even able to play. So the kids that were behind them stepped up, did their thing. And this is exciting. It's very exciting.
Well, talking about pitching, our first guest is here. And sometimes we because just about every FCAC team is in Double L, sometimes we overlook those that aren't, and maybe that has been the case with the St. Joseph baseball team, but they've made a nice run to the semifinals in Class M, a big 4-1 win yesterday over Ellington, and they're going to draw New Fairfield, the top seed, in the semifinals. And the big winner, a six-hitter yesterday against Ellington, is H.T. Jones, and he joins us. H.T., how you doing?
Hey, Dave. Thank you for having me on. I'm really appreciative.
No. Thanks for coming on. You've given me a lot of good things to write about. First football season, now baseball. Talk a little bit about your performance yesterday. A six-hitter, you struck out 9, walked just 1. That's been typical of you all season.
I think I did really good in that performance, but it's mostly a team effort, and it makes it kind of easy when you have hitters like Jake Rios, Josh Green, Gavin Rovinelli, Drew Traverso, and Jake Faila, just to have your back, and they're scoring like 4 runs a game for me, so it's really easy.
It's not bad when they have you on the mound, and 4 runs is going to get it done, and You look at your performance just this whole year, going against the talent, the best teams in the state, and we're seeing it right now with what's going on with all the teams getting to the semifinals. But you've got a 6-3 mark, you have a save, and you got a 1.08 ERA. What's been the secret to your success?
So I've been working at this place, High Intensity, for like two times a week since like the whole year, and they've really built me up and got me going. But also, we have another pitcher, Gavin Rovinelli. Facing him, like, people might think, like, if you're facing me, like, you might, like, I'm the ace, like, whatever. But Gavin Rovinelli, he also has a 1.3 ERA. He's a really good arm. And he's ready to go at any time, and he's really good at putting away batters with that secondary pitch.
Nope, you don't get this far or have the success the team has without pitching depth. Talk a little bit about in Double L, because so many teams qualify from the FCAC, there's a lot of head-to-head games. You're the only team in Class M, so you're the one that's guaranteed a real state tournament experience where you're playing teams from all over, teams you're not familiar with. How much fun is that for you?
Yeah, it's definitely really fun. Playing outside can be, like, undetermined, but playing in the FCAC, you already know what you're going to get, and it's a strong foundation. Like, all those teams, like, you know, they have, like, that ace that throws over 90 and all those other kids that hit the ball really well. So playing in the FCAC is definitely a lot different than playing in the States.
Rats, jump in.
Yeah, congratulations, first of all. And I love your presence on the mounds. I remember you standing at Danbury pitching and seeing you pitch down there. And what I love is you go after hitters. Very few walked. Is that something you've learned over time, or has that been you your whole career?
Yeah, that's definitely something I've learned over time. I've been playing since a freshman, and it was a great experience. Even though there's challenging times, I know I have to just attack the batters and just be myself out there.
Now, you also play first base. How's it going to be playing first base with somebody else pitching, wishing, man, I wish I was out there against Jake Pardalis and the New Fairfield Rebels?
I actually play right field when I'm not pitching.
Yes.
But, yeah, I'm definitely ready. Like, I'm always ready with the bat. So I know I'm good.
How about,
and Dave touched on it before, playing non-FCAC teams, being excited. Do you have any new information on New Fairfield, or you don't care who you're playing? It's just, I'm going to do what I do.
Yeah, I'm just going to be myself and do what I do out there. And I know my team has my back, and I know my coaches definitely have my back, because they always pick us up every time, and whenever we make a mistake, they just help us flesh it out.
As we finish up here with you, HT, Like you said, you're going to have a strong pitcher going against New Fairfield with Rovinelli. So you get the W. What would it be like for you if that happens to pitch in a state championship game?
I definitely feel really blessed because going to a state championship is really hard. And I've never pitched in a state championship before, but I know Connor Fahey did. And I just want to feel what he felt that day after he pitched.
Well, hopefully it happens and you have the same outcome as when Connor pitched, but you've had an absolutely great year, a great performance yesterday. The team's doing a real nice job in the tournament. So I wish you guys the best of luck this coming week, and I hope you do get the experience. And thanks a lot for taking a little time here to talk with us.
Thanks for having me, Dave. I'm really appreciative to be on here.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, HT. Good luck to you.
All right.
That's St. Joseph HT Jones. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, another of the winning pitchers yesterday, Staples Cole Landgraf. You're listening to Bats and Sticks on WICC.
A look at Connecticut high school baseball, softball, and lacrosse. Bats and Sticks on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut, with your host, Dave Rudin.
Okay, we're back. Ratch, what are Staples and Ludlow feeling right now that you're playing to get into a state championship game and you know each other really, really well? You're not going up against a team you haven't seen before.
Well, again, the job of the coach to manage the game. You got to tell the kids that it's no different than any game you're playing. That's the mindset you want them to have. You, as a coach, know that this could be the end, but you want the kids not to go in and say, "Now I got to be a home run hitter who's never hit a home run. I got to throw 90 when I'm a pitcher that gets people out by being crafty." So you're managing expectations, you're talking about the importance of expectations, and you want to limit the mental mistakes. Physical mistakes happen. You want to manage the ones that you can control, missing a sign, not executing a bunt, not hitting a hit, executing a hit or run, those things.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's great to see we're going to have an FCAC team in the final again. It's possible we could have two of them, but one of the reasons Staples is still alive is our next guest. Another great pitching performance. He's been back for a few weeks after a stress fracture and is back, and it's really, really helped Staples' pitching depth. And that's Cole Landgraf. Cole, how you doing today?
What's going on? Thanks for having me on.
Nah, good to talk to you again. 2 days in a row. I asked you this question after the game yesterday, but you beat Norwalk 13-2, and you come to the mound in the second inning, and you already got a 6-run lead. Your team just erupted in the bottom of the first inning yesterday. You scored 6 runs before there was an out. How does that change how you're feeling at the beginning of the game when you're all hyped up and have the energy, and then you come out in the second inning and you've got that lead to work with?
Yeah, when I found out I was pitching in this game, it was kind of important for me to go out and just battle, right? And before the game, I was super juiced up, excited to get in, and then the guys had like 6 straight hits, 6 runs in the bottom of the first, and I came out and just, in the second inning, just tried to attack hitters and just feel more comfortable in general, just pitching.
We sort of have a pitching theme going on today. How's it different, or is it different, when you're pitching with a 6-0 lead than if it's a 0-0 game?
Well, yeah, you feel like there's less when you're pitching with a 6-run lead, right? It feels like a hit. You're like, oh boy, this guy's on. He can't score, right? But he gets on. He gets a hit. He gets an extra base hit. You feel comfortable because you've got 6 runs behind you. So if he scores, it's not the end of the world. Then your mindset is just go out and attack hitters with your fastball, and yeah, just.
You're a dual threat for the team. You had 2 hits and scored twice and an RBI, and this was your second win in the state playoffs. You went 4 2/3 in the 9-0 win over Manchester. You missed most of the regular season with the stress fracture in your back. How hard was it not pitching, and what's it been like to be able to get back on the mound?
Yeah, when I got diagnosed with that injury, this was my second time having a stress fracture. So I've kind of been felt with, you know, the adversity that it's brought the first time. So I just knew I had to wait my time, and I'll be back for the playoffs. But what I did know is I thought hitting was going to be able to be picked up easier than pitching, because in pitching you kind of got to work yourself up to like a specific pitch count. So you know, for the like last four games of the season, coach had me like, we're working in an inning, two innings, and then finally starting a game of the playoffs, and now I'm fully unleashed. So it feels good, yeah.
Rats, jump in.
Yeah, congratulations, first of all. So you're up. You pitch five innings against Norwalk. Coach either comes down the bench or coach walks out to tell you that your day is over. As a competitor, how does it feel, you know, because you want to finish what you start? How did that feel? And then did you understand that coach is really looking at the next game where he may be able to bring you back in the future?
Yeah, I think that's definitely something to look at, especially as a competitor. You know, as me, when I go out to pitch, I want to just keep growing as long as possible. I don't really care what my pitch count is in the moment. But, you know, I understand what he was doing. We were up, you know, 10 runs at that time. There's no reason to, you know, force me and, you know, throw me over 100 pitches where I could, you know, possibly get hurt. So I think he made the right decision. But again, obviously I probably just, again, as a competitor in the moment, wanted to stay in, but looking at it today, I mean, I completely understand it.
Cole, I love that answer. That's why my pitchers knew if I jogged out very slowly as I got older, they had a chance to stay in. If I walked out, they were coming out. I gave them a chance to compose themselves. you talked about being set to throw a full game. Are you available for the bullpen, or are you looking for the start in the championship?
I'm probably looking to start in the championship.
That'd be exciting, back having missed a lot of the season.
Yeah.
Talk about that, if you could, what it's like to be a guy that they have high expectations for, then your season stopped for a little bit. How did you help the team get better?
I mean, specifically when I was out, I just thought being around the team and giving these pitchers, guys like Lucas Snow, who had like a sub-3 ERA, and he's never pitched on varsity, to be, you know, he's a lefty. So kind of helping him into a little bit of his mentality. And then when I got back, you know, I told coach, I'll do whatever it takes, you know, to give this team a chance to win it all. So, you know, I'm excited to possibly start, you know, three games, you know, in this playoff run. So just hoping they're excited to get back at it on Tuesday and try and make a run.
Great answer. I love that attitude.
I asked HT Jones this question a few minutes ago. I'll ask you too. Assuming I'm going to assume form's going to hold and Bruce Legel Milch is going to get the start against Ludlow. You get the W. You're going to probably get the start in a state championship game. What would that be like for you? It's even, you know, just that opportunity, and more so after all that you've had to overcome this spring.
Well, yeah, I mean, that would be the biggest game I've ever pitched in my life. You know, it's stuff you kind of dream about, and it doesn't usually happen. But, you know, we have a legit chance of that happening this year. So, you know, to be able to do it and, you know, possibly bring, you know, a third state championship back to Staples. And, you know, for coach, it would just be awesome.
How much fun was it just yesterday? Your coach, Jack McFarland, talked about it a lot, just in terms of all that your Diamond Club has done to make the facility so nice. And it's 12 o'clock on a Saturday. And not only do you have a big crowd, but because you're playing Norwalk, they brought a lot of people. And the bleachers, all the people on the hill under the tree. I mean, it's just, I don't know how big a crowd it was because it's so spread out, it's hard to count, but there are a lot of people there. What's it like getting the pitch in that atmosphere?
Well, yeah, you know, again, like being here for 3 months, you know, I kind of forget what it's like to go out and have fun on the mound. And yesterday, you know, I mean, we knew it was getting a third round home game is rare. So to play in front of our, you know, hometown, Coach talks about it as being like an event. So, you know, to go out there, take the mound, have fun and just, you know, battle, it was really awesome.
Well, I know you left the home fans feeling good. So, hey, Cole, it's great to have you back on the mound. You get to contribute with your bat too. Congrats on yesterday. Hope you know. Well, we got Tyler Garriott coming on, so I'm gonna feel happy for one of you and bad for the other. But it'd be great if you do end up getting the opportunity to pitch. So. Good luck to you and the Wreckers the rest of the way, and thanks for taking a little time here to talk to us.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, guys. How are we going?
Okay, thanks. That was Staples' Cole Landgraf. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and in rapid fire, we're going to talk to Trumbull's Jason Costello and Ryan DeMello. You're listening to Bats and Sticks on WICC.
Connecticut high school baseball, softball, and lacrosse lives here on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut, with Bats and Sticks and your host, Dave Rudin.
Okay, we're back, and pitching has been the theme, and we're going to be talking in a couple minutes to, I think, two of the, you can make a case that they're the MVPs with all the talent on the Trumbull baseball team, and that's Jason Costello and Ryan DeMello. When Ratch, they lose Trevor Schoelke right off the bat to the season. Andrew Valentino misses just about the whole regular season because of an injury, and you look at all that talent and all your hopes, and all of a sudden your top two pitchers are gone, and you're probably number three and four, and now everything's resting on you. And you look at the two of them, 10-1 combined record. It's just pretty incredible what the two of them have done.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. And it helps your team, Dave, knowing that you got a guy going out that gives you a chance to win every time he pitches. And they're going to throw strikes, which means that you're going to get balls put in play. The game is going to move at a nice pace. There's nothing worse than being out there and not being have a pitcher who can find the play and do stuff. So they help each other. Having good pitching helps your team.
We talked last week just about how hard it is sometimes with the quick turnaround to have to come back from winning an FCAC title. And you're sky high, and now you're starting from ground zero again to try to get to the state final. And, you know, the Eagles have just done a great job with the way they've turned it on. And you know what? They had to go and beat Fairfield Ward yesterday, one of the best offensive teams, the number four team in the state coming in, and come around with a 4-1 win. Just you know, they've done a great job of turning it back on again.
Yeah, I think that when the state changed the rules on the pitch count and how often a young person can pitch, you could fight it and say it's not fair, or you could embrace it. And I think one of the nice things about the FCAC is they've been, you know, they've definitely invested in making sure they have two free pitchers for just this reason. Because you don't want to get to a final, you don't want to get somewhere only to say, oh, I'm going to put so-and-so on the mound and going to be a rough day for the Eagles, a rough day for the Hatters, whoever's pitching. So testament to the league to maybe not liking the rule, but adjusting to it and developing pitchers.
Well, yesterday it was a 4-1 win for Trumbull, a strong start from Andrew Valentino, and then perfect relief, no hits allowed, nothing but a shutdown from the bullpen, and that was Ryan DeMello and Jason Costello. They're going to join us. Jason's up first. Jason, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well. It's got to be going better for you. Just talk about this run that the team's been able to get on. You have the sky high of the FCAC tournament championship, and then you got to take it back down again and get refocused for the state playoffs. What have you guys been able to do to have the success you're having?
Yeah, it's really awesome. I think we were focused on winning the FCAC, and then after we got the FCAC done, I think the coaches and the team did a really good job of like settling back in and realizing there's still a whole other tournament to go. And yeah, we enjoyed it, but we definitely put it behind.
What's it like when you come in the game yesterday and you're beating Ward, but you know Ward is just a couple of players away from getting back in the game with that offense? What's your mindset when you're coming in?
Yeah, we know who Ward is. They have a really good lineup, 1-9, and I knew I had to have my best stuff. And it was my first relief appearance of the year, and there was a little nerves, but I knew I could go out there and my team would be behind me, and they have my back.
There are so many good stories with this team. We've talked a lot with Alex Roth and just how with his circumstance of coming back to the team after 2 years away. But, you know, if it wasn't for you and Ryan, we're not talking right now because you guys are doing something else other than practicing to play in the semifinals. When you found out that Trevor was going to be out for the year and you knew Andrew was you didn't know when he was going to come back, now all of a sudden it's on you and Ryan. What's that feeling like when you go from the situation you would have been in to really having the spotlight on you?
Yeah, seeing Trevor go down was really bad for us. I mean, he's been my buddy for 10 plus years now. But me and Ryan knew that our time was here. We had to step up for the team, and emphasis on how our team had our backs, the coaches had our backs, they had full confidence in us, and we knew that we could provide for the team.
Ratch, jump in.
Yeah, I would love to hear you talk about the difference between getting a bullpen ready for starting and then having a bullpen to go in. Was there any difference, or was it same old, same old?
Yeah, I definitely tried to replicate my starting routine. I went down there in like the third, fourth inning to try to do my exact routine for a start, to try to make it seem like it was a start. But when I went in there with guys on base, I think I tried my best to emphasize being from the stretch in the bullpen to try to replicate what it would be like on that mound.
Oh, that's excellent. Now, I saw you online in your perfect game. I saw you played and for Technique of Time Tigers. Talk to me about summer and what that does for you as a pitcher, what you're trying to work on.
Yeah, playing softball is definitely a way different experience than high school. You're seeing guys from a bunch of different states, a bunch of different programs, and it definitely is a higher level. It's like a good level of competition, and it makes me better as a player, I feel like.
So that helped you get ready for this run in the FCAC and run in the states?
Yes, 100%. I mean, the FCAC, I feel like, is one of the best conferences in the state, and being able to compete every day, playing summer ball definitely prepared me for this moment.
What would it be like to get to play in a state final after, and possibly winning two championships, which winning one we know is so hard to do?
Yeah, it would really be awesome, especially because the last 2 years we haven't had the outcome we expected in the state tournament. And to win two championships in my senior year with these guys I've been playing with all my life would be really amazing.
Well, Jason, I think it's impossible to overstate what you and Ryan have done and how important you guys have been to the success and coming in a really, really tough situation and flourishing. So I'm going to let you go so we could talk to Ryan a little bit. But, hey, congratulations and best of success to you and the team.
Hey, thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay, that was Trumbull's Jason Costello, and we're going to, in a second here, and it looks like he's calling in right now. Give us a second. We're going to talk to Ryan DeMello, He's got a 4-0 record right now, 2.27 ERA. He's just been fantastic. He pitched in all three FCAC tournament games as well, so he's really been a big anchor for the team, and he's here right now. So, Ryan, how you doing?
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me on the show.
No, thanks for coming on. We're just talking with Jason. You guys got put so much on you with having your top two pitchers losing your number one for just about the whole year and not having your number two till the very end of the regular season. I was at the game at New Canaan when he made the start. What was it like? Did you feel a lot of pressure knowing there was so much on you and Jason for the team to realize the goals, big goals you had?
There was definitely some pressure throughout the season, but with the offense we've had all year, it really helps to take some of that pressure off because we know every time we step on that mound that our guys are going to get it done at the plate, and it's just that much more reassurance, especially when you've got to step up in big spots like that.
Talk just a little bit about really all the pitching. It was just textbook. Andrew Valentino gives you another one of his really strong starts, and then you and Jason come in and 1.2 1 2/3 innings of flawless relief against a really, really good team in Fairfield Ward. Just talk about what all of you guys were able to accomplish yesterday.
Yeah, the pitching was definitely a big part of it, especially against the really tailored offense like Ward. And Andrew gave us those great innings. We know Andrew's going to step on the mound and he's going to be a dog and he's going to do whatever it takes to get the win. And I'm just grateful that I got to come in and close the game out. And Jason did a really good job there in a tough spot with runners on.
You've got to have a big sense of satisfaction. I know you guys don't like to talk about yourselves, but, it's been a collaborative effort. Like you said, the offense has been tremendous, and you get a bigger cushion than most other pitchers do just by the way their team puts up runs. And you look at what this team has done. You go against Norwalk and the FCAC playoffs, and you fall behind in extra innings by 4 runs, and you guys come back and tie the game win. How much satisfaction is it with what this team's accomplished, and what about for yourself? Because you may not want to talk about it, but bottom line, if you and Jason don't do what you've done, we're not here talking to you right now.
Yeah, totally. As far as the Norwalk game, I feel like that game really exemplifies like our entire season. Every guy in that game stepped up, whether it was in the 8th inning or in the 4th inning. Everybody on the team does their job. And it was really amazing coming into that game. And it was really a first for me pitching that long into a game, especially from a reliever standpoint.
Rats, jump in.
Yeah, Ryan, congratulations. I see that you played in a Babe Ruth World Series as a young man. How has that experience helped you with dealing with an FCAC final, dealing with what could be a state final coming up?
Definitely. That pitching in that World Series in 2023 was an introduction to the high-pressure situations I've been in recently. And I learned then, and I'm especially learning now, that it's all about staying composed and keeping your composure on the mound. And I know I just got to go out there and trust my stuff because I know I can get batters out.
Excellent. Now, you play a position. You play second base. Coach Phil wants to do infield. Coach T wants you to do a bullpen. Can you talk about how hard it is to be a pitcher who also plays a position that you may have to stay after, you may have to do early work?
I don't really play second at all anymore. I gave that up.
Okay.
Yeah, I just pitch now.
Oh, even better.
Hey, you play Fairfield Prep now, opening game of the season. You beat them 9-7. Prep hasn't lost since. They've never won a state championship. What about having to go up against them again?
They're definitely a very good opponent. Good on the mound, good at the plate. But with the way we've been playing recently, I know if we keep playing together as a team, especially how we've done in these state playoffs and the FCAC playoffs, we can beat any team we play.
Well, the team's just had a great season, and there's so many stories. We haven't really had so many of your good offensive players on, but I think it's almost that what the offense does is a given, and really it's a testament to you and Jason that you two have become givens as well, being put into a really tough situation. So congratulations on what you've accomplished, the team's accomplished. Best of luck against Prep, and hopefully we'll be seeing you in state championship game.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you guys.
Okay, thanks. That was Ryan DeMello, Jason Costello from the Trumbull baseball team. And we haven't forgotten Fairfield Ludlow, and Tyler Garyak's going to join us on the other side. You're listening to Bats and Sticks on WICC.
Expert analysis on all things high school baseball, softball, and lacrosse. You're listening to Bats and Sticks with Dave Rudin, live on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Okay, we're back, and we are all bats, not sticks today. And actually, we're not bats, we're arms. We're pitching themed with the four teams in the state semifinals. And last but certainly not least, a big win for the Fairfield Ludlow baseball team yesterday. 1-0 in 8 innings over Southington, the number 2 team in the state. It was a pitcher's duel, and when Ludlow gets into a pitcher's duel, they usually come out with the W, and that was the case yesterday. And joining us right now, a complete game 7 hitter, son of the coach, Tyler Garyak. How you doing, Tyler?
How you guys doing? Thank you for having me.
Doing good. Not as good as you. Just talk about a little bit about yesterday. You're in a do-or-die situation, and you're pitching in a nothing-nothing game the whole way. Was that one of the most pressure-packed games you've ever pitched in?
Yeah. It was very intense. I mean, the whole game was 0-0 the entire time, but I think the guys are finally in my back. And I just trust the time.
What was working for you yesterday? 6 strikeouts, you walked 2. You do anything different against Southington or just business as usual?
I mean, I just try to get ahead, get strike 1, and then there's 1-2 and 0-2 counts, get to that curveball, and that's really what was working for me.
How big a difference is it when you've got the best trio of starters in the league, maybe in the state with Elliot Kwan and Reed Stanton as well? Now, during the regular season, you guys pretty much are in a routine. Each of you can make a start during the 1 week, and that's just such a luxury for a coach, for your dad, and for a team. What's it like for you guys? Does it make it a lot easier just in terms of, you're in a routine as opposed to other teams that may not have that same luxury?
Yeah, I mean, we know when we're going to start, like, each week. We're in the rotation of, like, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So I know my start is going to be on a Wednesday. And I just know I can get myself and my body ready for when I go out there.
What's been the key to the team now in the state playoff? You lose a tough game to Trumbull in the FCAC final. How have you guys been able to turn it back on again?
I mean, we just all bought in. I mean, all the guys, the team, we're just bought in. We just want to win so bad. Like, we're just desperate. And we're just, like, being off that grief from that loss. We're just, like, want to get to that state championship game and just feel that urge to victory and want to get there.
Is there a different dynamic playing when your father's the coach?
A little bit.
In what way?
I mean, I don't really try and think about it too much. I'm just out there having fun, really. Just doing this playing the sport I love. That's really it.
Rats, jump in.
Yeah, we had your dad on earlier in the season, and he talked about what a pleasure it was like. I'm lucky enough to have coached my son. Is he able to separate going home with practice, or does sometimes things at home need an intervention by mom?
No, not really any separation. We kind of talk about practice in general, kind of bond over that a little bit. So it's a love-hate relationship, I would say.
That's excellent. Now, I see that you broke the record for all-time wins at Ludlow. Talk about the significance of that. What does it mean to you?
I mean, it just was awesome. And then, like, it's like a record in the school history. It's just something I can't always have. It just feels awesome, and I'm going to keep going and keep winning more.
Did you know before the game, or is that something you found out after the game where they came up and congratulated you?
Honestly, I found out after the game. I mean, I kind of knew beforehand, but I wasn't trying to, like, think about it too much as I was pitching. And then after the game, I kind of just realized it, and I was just, like, joyful.
Yeah, and you talk about the balance of playing a position and pitching. Mindset different or mindset the same?
I'd say my mindset's a little different. When you're on the mound, you're kind of focused on getting guys out, making the right pitch. And then when you're in the field, I'm at first base and everything, I got to think of, like, where I got to go with the ball. Same thing when I'm at the plate. It's like you got to figure out what this guy's doing and how I can get on and help my team.
Your semifinal opponent is no stranger to you. What about facing Staples on Tuesday?
They're a good team, man. I mean, we're ready to go, and hopefully we can get some revenge for our loss that we had earlier in the year. But they're a good team, so we're not going to back down.
If you win, you could be looking at playing Fairfield Prep, which is your town rival, or you could be looking at playing Trumbull, which beat you in the FCAC championship. Do you have a preference?
Not really. I think any team that we play, I think you have a good chance of beating. And I'm just excited. Hopefully we can get there and just win it all.
Well, if you got there, two great story angles if it happens. So, hey, Tyler, you've had an unbelievable season, an unbelievable career. So congratulations on all you've accomplished, the great performance yesterday, and wish you guys the best of luck going forward this week, and thanks for taking a little time here with us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, guys.
Okay, that was Fairfield Ludlow's Tyler Garriak. Ratch, what do you see as some of the storylines for the semifinals in Double L?
Well, again, you want the game to be clean. You want teams to execute, and you want the game to be determined by a key hit or a key play. You do not want it to be, you know, by a mental mistake or by a physical error. You don't want a kid to have to carry that. So I'm hoping for good, clean baseball. When you get the opportunity, because baseball gives every team opportunities, you're able to execute and get the job done.
You know the FCAC as well as anybody. What's it say about the league? I mean, I don't know how many other sports aside, you get teams that dominate, but we all know how in baseball a good pitcher from a lower seed can knock out maybe a team that's got better overall talent in the state playoffs. What's it say about the league that we're going to see a FCAC team in the state in Double L final for the 10th time in 11 years?
I think the kids said it best when they were talking. Good pitching is going to allow you to go out and your team to relax and execute at the plate. And knowing that you've got a team that hits allows the pitcher to go out and make his pitches. So I think there's a great balance there. The league, when I first started coaching, was a hitter's league. It was a fastball hitting league. They hunted fastballs. But now you're starting to see the development of pitchers and you know, you have the facilities that kids go to. You had a young man talk about his summer experience, World Series experience. Those things are going to help the kids, and that's why, you know, Fairfield County's been very successful.
What We've gotten to hear it today. I've all year. Bill Finch, who's got the show before us, was talking as he went out, and I told him we had four players coming on, and he said, "You know, you have all the kids you have on are fantastic, and you get to see it in Danbury in the league." I mean, just how great is it? Just the kids that you've gotten to coach and that I get to cover all the time. Because really, we haven't. I've had I don't know how many players on this year, and we haven't had one hasn't sounded anything less than exemplary the whole year.
That's really refreshing because, again, the bottom line, it's about your experiences and you as a young man. And as you said, I've been so impressed with the people that have come on with their maturity. They want to talk about their teammates, so they're humble. They're looking to their future where they're trying to balance, do I go to play college baseball or am I going to college to get my degree and play baseball? So it's been really refreshing, a testament to the parents and to the coaches and to the teachers that they have.
Okay, well, that's this week's episode of Bats and Sticks, brought to you by Dutch's Restaurants. Fresh food served fast. We're going to have three and possibly four games with FCAC teams playing in the championship. Rats will do it again for the last time next week. Have a good week.
You also. Thank you.
Have a good week, everybody. We'll see you next Sunday, last time for the school year.